It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Yourself?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Hey, it's very foggy outside this morning.
Yeah, very.
So if you're doing any traveling at all, you know, often we'll get up in the morning and we'll drive out here to the office. Of course, we sit out here in a valley, so it tends to be foggy out here sometimes when it's not foggy anywhere else. But sometimes in town, you'll drive around and won't see hardly anything, and then all of a sudden, boom, come across the railroad tracks heading out here and just hit that big wall of fog. It's kind of like this in a lot of places this morning. Did you notice that coming over from Walnut this morning?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's foggy when it isn't foggy, though, when I get up in the morning.
Oh, well, that depends on what you've done the night before, huh? Well, it's a little tough out there in some places this morning, and not just the low-lying areas today. So until that gets to burning off here a little bit later on this morning, be very aware of those conditions. I know just out here on the road coming out to the office here this morning, I couldn't see headlights until they were about 100, 150 feet in front of me. All of a sudden, they'd appear out of the fog and come in the other direction, so you're a little leery making that left-hand turn. So be concerned about that this morning, and take a little extra time if you're out traveling this morning. And watch for the school kids out this morning, too, especially those that may have just been getting back from spring break. They're not in the habit yet. It'll take a while. How's Brett this morning?
No, not too bad.
Tell us about Camblin's.
Imagine a furnace that not only makes you feel perfectly comfortable, but will also make you feel even better about your decision month after month. That's the power of the new Lennox SLP 98. At 98.2% efficient, it's the most efficient furnace that you can buy. Because it's engineered to be virtually silent, even at full capacity, it's the quietest furnace you can buy. Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating are proud to offer this furnace in our lineup. For an in-home estimate, give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. You know, the more you play around a little bit on the internet with different things, the more you realize that it seems like it's just a social network for criminals. Everywhere you turn, it seems like you're getting an email from somebody that's suspicious for this. You're a big Facebooker, aren't you, Brett?
No, not at all.
Oh, you're on there. I hear
I am
stories.
Not even on there.
I hear stories about you spending all your work day on there. Wasting all that
what
time.
What a waste. Yeah, waste of time is exactly right.
That's the typical response I would expect from someone of your age. My age. I get a hard time from people all the time that will send notes or something or what have you on my Facebook page. I have a Facebook page, but I look at it maybe once a month. It's just there for the, you know, because I guess you have to have
so
one
you
these days.
So you got sucked in, didn't you?
Well, you know, actually it's there for a purpose, but
I don't even have a Facebook page.
I'm not really going to tell you what that purpose is here, but I don't spend a lot of time on it. Let's just put it that way. I spend very little time on it. In fact, I'm not even sure I can remember the passwords and things to get into it if I have to make changes to the account. But anyway, you know, through office, through work and stuff here, you know, and that's where a lot of people get hooked in too, because, you know, through work, I mean, my goodness, the amount of reach that we have with our listeners and those here in the region through our Facebook and Twitter accounts is enormous. It's incredible how much activity that we actually have on there. That and of course through our online presence too with KJAN.com, we have just incredible numbers. Over a 250,000 people visit that site each month. I mean, it's outrageous how much reach that you have there. Anyway, my point is that so many people are on Facebook, and you know, we talked about this in different times though too, that when people are looking to steal something, whether it be your identity or money or what have you, they're going to go where it is. I mean, as we said before, if you want to steal money, you go to a bank, right? I mean, that's where it is. That's where they keep it. So it just kind of seems to make sense that if folks are going to be out there on the internet fishing to try to scam somebody out of something through the internet, where would you go? And Facebook seems to be the easy place because that's where so many people seem to congregate and go. So anyway, I don't know if you've gotten these emails now, but I noticed Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, who's our internet provider here, gives us some helpful hints and notes and things from time to time. And they talked about Facebook emails that tend to be scams these days. And, you know, they always try to send out stuff that looks somewhat official. Maybe you've seen these things, but it might come up there. It says, did you know that, did you log into Facebook from someplace new? Or, you know, a new email or something, and then it'll come up and say that, you know, your Facebook account was recently logged into from a computer, a mobile device, or another location that you've never used before. And then it'll say that, you know, we've reviewed your account activity, we got information about possible unauthorized access to your Facebook, and all of a sudden when you hear words like unauthorized and access put together, yikes! Everybody's jumping around wondering, oh my goodness, what have they gotten now? And then they provide you with some other information and what have you. But what happens is a lot of times you get these fake-looking, well, they're fake, but they're official-looking type emails like this. And it's just simply cyber criminals. They're trying to fake you out by making it look like they're a Facebook security team or something. And then, of course, they want to trick you into visiting a different page. There's always a link that you can go to try to resurrect that or to be able to delete whatever they say was done or what have you, but you never know where that link is headed, and usually it's not headed where you think it's going.
No.
It's kind of walking right in the front door of the criminal's house. Now you're on their turf, and you don't win road games very often.
No.
So it gets a little bit tough, and what they're trying to do is get you to go on their turf and then enter your username and password to try to correct whatever issue it is. So there are all kinds of different samples out there, but you know, the folks that get these things are told their Facebook account is about to be suspended because of a violation of the social network's terms of service or things like that. The message can include a bogus link, as we said, that then takes the users to a phony third-party Facebook application that will ask them to enter their Facebook account name and then your password and some other information and things. Well, if you enter and submit all this stuff, well, then the information can be automatically sent to the scammers, and then they can hijack your account, which perhaps may have other important information in where they can steal identities. Perhaps it already has credit card information in there, and if that's the case, then they can steal more than your identity, and they can really make your life miserable. You know, they do all these kinds of things because so many people are on there, and so few people really look into these types of things. You just get nervous, and you do it. I think we've all kind of been down that road where we've seen these things, and you'd think, well, who would fall for this? Well, it's not that difficult to fall for these kinds of things, as I say, just because it sounds bad.
Well, and sometimes they're so well done and sophisticated that, you know, the average person that maybe doesn't fall for those types of things may happen to do that once or twice.
And it's kind of the old, you know, you just scratch your head and, you know, you wonder, for those of us that live an honest life and work hard and try to get ahead and everything, it just takes me back to what, you know, Mom and Dad used to tell us, and I'm sure everybody's parents used to tell them, is that, you know, if you kids would spend as much time doing your homework as you do spend energy trying to figure out ways to get out of doing your homework, you'd have been done by now. And it kind of works that way for criminals, too. If they take the knowledge and experience and skills that they have and apply them to something that would be productive, maybe they'd make more money than they would. I don't know. I guess it must be lucrative. I guess people fall for this stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, it's always out there. It's never going to go away, I guess. As long as there are opportunities for people to try to scam something away from somebody else, somebody's going to try to do it. So, but they use all these official-sounding page names, applications, and then those links to make their schemes appear legitimate to unsuspecting users. And if you've fallen for that trick, you might try to access your Facebook account. And if you're able to do so, then you can change your password right away and lock those folks out. But in the event that you've already been locked out, you want to try to report that compromise, and the folks at Facebook can help you regain control of your account. And, you know, it goes for more than Facebook, too. It's other things that you might be involved in as well. You know, you really should protect that. I mean, the way you protect your wallet and you don't want anybody to get to that, your online information and stuff like that, too, you should treat it the same way and look at it the same way because, you know, some of your financial information is out there. You may have a credit card account attached to certain things. And just some basic pieces of your own personal information can be used to scam your identity away from you as well. So you really should look at that as being no different than your wallet. And you wouldn't want anybody, you wouldn't hand over your wallet to somebody, would you?
You mean that email I got this morning from Princess Ezra out in Nigeria with all this work she's got for me is fake?
You know, she's lived a hard life.
She can't find a plumber over there, evidently, you know? Wouldn't know if I'd come over and do some work.
Isn't that amazing? It's hard to believe the Nigerian letter scam got easier after the internet came around because they don't have to pay for postage now. How much easier is that? Yeah, but, you know, and we laugh about it, and we see that. We think, well, no one would ever fall for this. But some folks do, and it's just, you know, for different reasons and things. And it's just, be careful about those kinds of things because, again, all it takes is one click, especially anything that you get where it says to click this link to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. That should be just absolutely wrong. You know, if somebody tells you to turn right at first base, you know that's wrong. You go left. If somebody tells you, hey, click this link, no, that's like turning right at first base. Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Yeah, if you ever get things like that and you think that they're legitimate, the wise thing to do, even if they may be, is to still go directly to that source, to that site, and then they'll prompt you if that's really the situation. So, yeah, don't ever follow that link.
You know, it's like having someone call you and trying to get information from you. I think we've mm-hmm. all been there. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. But, you know, typically if you want to have fun, I mean, the easy way is just hang up. Mm-hmm. But we're Iowans. We're sometimes too polite to do that. And the easy way to do it is, like I say, just hang up. But sometimes it's fun to goof with them and say, you know what, I'm kind of busy right now. Give me your name and number. I'll call you back. Well, then they'll hang up. Mm-hmm. That ends the phone call right away, too. So, yeah, but just be careful about those kinds of things because it's real easy for you to not even think about it and just, oh, well, shoot, something happened there. I better go click that. And you can't go back. You can't unring the bell, as they say. Let's turn things back over to Brett. Again, you know, if you're going to do business, too, you might as well do business with local folks.
Sure, you betcha. I'm not going to Nigeria, folks. So.
You're not sending emails out through Facebook and stuff? Call with Camlin's. Tell us about Camlin's.
With common sense, remodeling your kitchen or bathroom can be one of the best investments you can make right now. Camlin Plumbing and Heating's crew are experts at efficiently installing your new fixtures and faucets, and Camlin Plumbing and Heating discounts all faucets and fixtures every day. Kohler, Delta, Sterling, Aquatic, Dayton, and several more brands will give you the tremendous selection to pick from with these brands. And you can be assured that our quality and warranties. With 95 years of experience, Camlin Plumbing and Heating is the best bet on price, quality, and integrity. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan. Thought of the day today comes from good old Barry Switzer. Some people are born on third base and go through life thinking they hit a triple.
Thank you, Brett. I appreciate that. So does that... I've never been able to figure out why people play the lottery when all you have to do is split that $180 million with the guy from South Pago Pago Junction whose father used to be the ruler there but got overthrown.
Yeah, and you'll triple your money.
Yeah, and he'll split it with you if you help him get it into the United States. People fall for that, too. Go figure. Thanks for coming out.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Hey, you go make it a great day. God bless America.